Because he was drunk, which he was, his attention entirely fixed upon the man who was reclining in the chair opposite. He knew that it was important to make no jarring note, no sudden noise or physical movement that might frighten the patient into a psychological regression. The next few minutes would be as delicate as the surgical procedures he had performed. The doctor in him was prepared for the moment. "Well, I've told you over and over, it will take time. The more you fight it, the more you crucify yourself, the worse it will be. You speak English. I thought you would. American or Canadian is what I suspected. Your dental work didn't come from the UK or Paris. In your coma, you spoke three different languages, English, French, and some damn twangy thing I presume is Oriental. And yet you do not know, you cannot remember your own name. You're multilingual. You're at home in various parts of the world. Think geographically. What's most comfortable for you?" "Obviously English." "I've written down some words. Listen to them. I'll say them phonetically. Ma-qua-tam-quan-ki-saw. Say the first thing that comes to mind."
"Nothing. What do you want?"
The patient sat forward in his chair. "You know something I don't know." Washburn smiled.